Do this to attract more.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, thrilled and delighted to be here every single day in the trenches with you, helping you to empower your life, to have a more successful business, a epic career, a great love life, all the kind of things that you truly desire in your life, incredible health, all of it. Okay, you should have it all. The money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. There's nothing that should be lacking in your life because you are a co-creator of your reality. You have the ability to create your future. You have the ability to become extraordinarily wealthy if that's your desire, or to become a great actor or writer or producer or marketer or business person. Look it, you know a million people. Well, you don't know them personally, but you know them. And they're in multi-level marketing, for example. And none of them are making a lot of money. But you have the ability to be one of those few who make a pile of cash. In other words, what I'm just simply saying to you is that you have no limits. You have no boundaries. Say that. I have no limits. I have no boundaries. You really don't. No limits, no boundaries. Okay? Now, hey, listen, we are excited. Our YouTube channel is picking up. We'd like you to subscribe there as well, because not only do you get many of the selected podcasts, but you also get some of the videos. Yes, you get to see my mug and Rachel's beautiful face on video on a regular basis. We've invested a lot of money in equipment, and our goal is to turn out some of the best personal empowerment Law of Attraction videos. Hey, I got to say something though, Rachel. Our book, Law of Attraction Secrets, is absolutely doing well on Amazon. I just think it's nice that people are purchasing the book and they're reading it and they're getting a lot out of it. Of course, if you haven't purchased your copy, you can go to Amazon and get Law of Attraction Secrets, or you can go to Barnes & Noble or other places. But Law of Attraction Secrets, and I just think you're going to find this as a resource book that you will use probably for the rest of your life. You're going to keep it somewhere where it's handy, next to the recipes or something like that. Okay, let's get on with this.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
So, we want to attract more. We want to attract faster. I'm going to share a little technique, a secret that I learned a long time ago. I'm going to tell the story first before I set up the premise. So many years ago, this has got to be, a long time ago. This has got to be 25 years ago. I had moved to Seattle and I was working as a marketing consultant and also a salesperson for a major construction company. And, you know, I was making some really good money. And every time I got paid, I'd put a portion of that pay in my savings account. And then all of a sudden, nobody was buying. The market was drying up for me. It was not drying up for other people, but it was drying up for me. I don't know how I was attracting this lack, but you know, it was pretty difficult. And I was going through my savings account. I mean, I was just chiseling through it because I needed money for gas, I needed money for food, I needed money for rent and all of that kind of stuff, right? So I needed survival money, basically. And I was getting down to where I knew that I only had about a month to go. About a month to go. And so I began to do some deep meditation. And in this meditation, a voice, not an audible voice, but a voice spoke out to me and said, take 7 $1 bills and go downtown into downtown Seattle. Look for 7 homeless people. And of course, there are many down there, especially on the First Avenue area. And give each one a dollar bill with your blessings. Okay, so I went downtown and I was looking for what I consider people that are really and truly down and out. They've had some bad times in their life. They've gone through some tough patches. And I'm not looking for the professional panhandler, you know, the guy that has the sign and the dog and does it for a living and travels from location to location. I'm not looking for him. I'm looking for the person that's really in need. And I find someone. And I think to myself, what is a dollar bill going to do for this guy? He's hungry. He missed out. He was telling me that he missed out on the soup kitchen that morning and that he's kind of hungry. He hasn't been eating regularly. And so I took him over to the sandwich shop. I bought him a sandwich and I gave him a dollar bill. Long story short, after he left, I said, you know, I'm just going to buy 6 more sandwiches with the fries and all of that. And I went into the park. I looked for 6 more people. And I found them one at a time. And each one got a nice big sandwich, got the fries, and a dollar bill. And then I was done. You know, I absolutely felt incredible after doing that. I mean, I felt absolutely wonderful. Now, I'm going to tell you very quickly what happened. After doing that day, my boss paged me. Yes, that was back during the time of pagers. And I pulled over, called him, and he said, can you take this one last call for the day? So I went out to this guy's house. He wanted to do some remodeling, some siding, new windows, the whole thing. But he was just looking for quotes, which is typical, you know. I gave him a quote, and he said, well, do you accept cash? And I said, well, yes, I do. Now, this job was for about $6,000. That's 25 years ago. $6,000. I remember the exact amount to the T. It was $6,007. And he went into some room, came back out with $6,000. He counted it out in $100 bills. He gave it to me, and then he said, and here's 7 $1 bills. I mean, I about dropped. I mean, I about fell to the floor. I'm serious. $6,007. Now, that particular job, I made a pile of money on. I must have made half, about $3,000. I got another job the next day, another one the next day, and a day after that. And pretty soon, I had my savings account was replenished. I had new tires on the car. I had money in my pocket. It was exceptional. It was exceptional. Oh, I mean exceptional. Now, when we practice the law of attraction, we set out clear intentions. We have to have clear intentions. And we have to be open to receiving. But this is the key. The law of attraction, can we change the name just for the podcast? The law of attraction, we're simply going to call in this podcast, we're going to call it the law of receiving. Now, in the universe, there must be a counterbalance. Okay, in the ancient temples of Solomon and Hermes, there were two pillars. One was white, one was black. One was masculine, one was feminine. One was for giving, one was for receiving. And we see the same symbol in the yin-yang symbol. So there has to be a counterbalance, and that's the key. When I went downtown and gave away those $7 bills, and then went above and beyond and gave away some sandwiches, not only did I feel better, I mean, that was my reward right there, but now I had put things back into a state of balance. So many times, people, when they practice the law of attraction, are thinking about only what they want, only about receiving. But remember, likes attract likes. So if you're only receiving and you are not giving, then that's what you attract. Because your lack of giving is what you will receive from the universe. Does that make sense? The universe is giving you opportunities, giving you money, giving you an incredible relationship, but what are you giving? See, there has to be giving and there has to be receiving. Both have to be working in harmony. Now, what happens is a lot of people, they try to attract from a place of lack. Oh man, I don't have any money. I better practice the law of attraction. Or, my boyfriend or girlfriend left me. I'm broke up. Now I need to practice the law of attraction. And that is practicing the law of attraction from a place of lack, which means you get more lack in your life. Remember, the universe does not match what you want. Everybody wants something. We've said that 1,000 times on this podcast. The universe does not match what you want. It matches what you vibrate and what you are. So what are you telling the universe when you're out giving away money, for example, or you're donating to a charity, or you're putting in some time down at the local soup kitchen and maybe donating some financial remuneration for them as well, or whatever it is. What's the message? The message is, I don't have any lack. I have abundance. I have so much abundance that I can give some of it away. And what does the universe do? It returns that favor by giving back. It matches you. Oh, you're abundant. You can give stuff away. Guess what? Here's more abundance. Remember, it matches what you are, not what you want. So what is the secret? The secret is to be a good fiduciary of your funds. But you always want to be giving. In other words, a good fiduciary is somebody who is not giving to a charity where only 10% of the money is going to the cause. That's not a good fiduciary. And so the universe, Matt says, well, the message there to the universe is, I am stupid. And the universe sends you some more stupid. You see what I'm saying? So be a good fiduciary. I don't have a problem with giving money to people who are on the streets if I feel that I've qualified them. If I feel that they're not professionals, that this isn't what they do for a living, that this isn't a lifestyle choice. If I see somebody who is young and strong, I hardly ever give money there. If I see somebody old, lacking teeth, shivering, that person might receive some money. Okay? If you don't feel comfortable with that, that's okay. We live in a hot climate, so we like to give away bottles of water. They love that. I mean, they really do. When you roll down your window and they come over to your car and you hand them a fresh bottle of water, it's their eyes light up. It's like, wow, that's even more valuable than money, because if you gave me a 50 cents or a dollar, I'd still have to go find a bottle of water somewhere because I'm thirsty. So most of the time, they deeply appreciate that. That's another thing you can do. You can give away bottles of water. But you don't, if that's not your bag, helping the homeless, or maybe you send a check once a month into the Union Gospel Mission, and they do the work, and you trust them to screen the people you're giving money to, then find other places where you can give. Okay? Give, and it will be given back unto you. Isn't that what it says? Think about that. That is the law of attraction. When you are a giver, you automatically become a receiver. Now, somebody wrote me a long time ago and said, Robert, it's not right to give in order to receive. Why not? I do it all the time. If you have a job, you work for 2 weeks. You give your labor, you give your skills, and then they give you money. It's okay to give to receive. You know, it's a circuit that you are creating. So don't be afraid of that circuit. Don't let people try to guilt you into thinking, oh, well, you're giving all this away so that you receive. No, I'm giving it all away because I like giving, first off, and I also know that by giving, I receive more, because I put both pillars, both energies, the law of giving and the law of receiving, into place in perfect alignment and harmony. Okay, you try it. Send me an email. Let me know how it goes. And hey, be sure and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching here at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. And reminder, don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and of course, YouTube. Have a great day now, because you deserve it.